They aren't just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're here at Lucas Oil Stadium. Again, for those of you just tuning in, I'm John Perkins, alongside my counterpart slash partner in crime, Jesse Smith. Jesse, we've just gotten an update now, folks, that the Ben Davis Warren Central game is over now. 24-7 is the final score. Big shout out to our friend, our other partner in crime, Gabe Truex. He's giving us these updates. So, folks, stay tuned in here. We're going to be having Mick conference updates the whole night, maybe giving you some little announcements about what WHJ is doing. Again, starting out the second quarter here. 3-0 in favor of the Greyhounds.
Isaac James on 3rd and 11 will come out in a 4-wide set, dropping out, and he's going to be under pressure, running around now in the backfield. The 30-yard line's got some room. Juke move, lose the football, and that one is on the ground, and Lorton Central will hop on top of it, and that is a turnover for the Carmel Greyhounds in their own territory. So great field position coming up for Tyler Redfern and his offense at the Carmel 43-yard line.
And that was number 9, James Jones. He's a defensive tackle, senior. Senior leader coming up big here, recovering the fumble for Lawrence Central. So Lawrence Central is going to have a nice shot with some great field position. Again, two of their drives have ended without a score. And so coming out here, trying to capitalize on something. Jesse, what would you do? Tyler Redfern's throwing pretty well so far. How can he complete that and keep that going now?
I definitely think you got to keep throwing in those passes to keep the defense on their toes, but I'd love to see a lot more of the read options. I want to see what Redfern can do with the ball in his hands. So they come out in a 4-wide set, trips to the left with one man in the backfield. He drops back to pass, looking down deep towards the left side. That one just out of the reach of the diving Alex Akins there for the Carmel Greyhounds. That one almost picked off, a little overthrown there, setting up a 2nd and 10. So from the Carmel 43-yard line, they're starting off with some great field position on this drive, but I love the aggressiveness coming out here from the Bears, and Redfern showing off the arm strength a little bit down the left side. 11:46 remaining in the first half. 3-0 still remains the score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They come out same formation. In the shotgun is Redfern. He's got one man in the backfield. That's Curry, and he's going to give it off to him off the right tackle, and he's going to be brought down for about a gain of 2 yards. So nice job there by Sam Story and Anthony Mazza coming up with that one. So 3rd and 8 right now. You could kind of go either way. You know, this could be a running situation, but more times than not, you see it in a passing. But with a run-heavy offense, you would kind of lean on that side. Let's see what formation they decide to come out with here. Trips to the left is what they're going to go with, shotgun formation. They still have Curry in the backfield. He's rolling out to his left, looking to pass under pressure. Screen pass over towards the right side. He finds his man. He's going to be brought down there. And Vic Rowe, welcome to the game, is going to make that play and bring down the ball carrier. That was number 81, Glenn Calvin, coming up with the stop.
So we've called Calvin's name 2 times. He's only gotten a few receptions today, and not for much either. But Vic Rowe, way to play heads up. He's not necessarily a mobile guy, but showing off his speed there on that play. Able to wrap up well. And now a 4th and long here. Very long, folks. So it looks like the Greyhounds here are going to get possession back. That's number 2. None other than the man of the hour, Jason Baldridge, had a heck of a season.
The punter loses it that time. Just has to kick that one away. Ball bouncing around. And the Carmel Greyhounds are going to get excellent field position right now, near the 45-yard line of the Lawrence Central Bears after the muff punt attempt right there by the punter, Nash Griffin. A little bit of a low snap for him to try to handle. Let's see who comes out to play quarterback after that turnover there on their last possession.
And, Jesse, I know you talked to Coach Wright, and one of the things he really stressed was how they really felt like they needed to bring it to this very, very good defense. And today they've been doing just that. I love how Isaac James has been really mixing it up here, having a tough time. And it looks like, folks, we're going to see, I think John Lampe is going to come out onto the field here, the senior leader, and he's going to spread it out now. He's still in that pistol.
He's going to take the snap, and he's going to give that one off to Perkins up the middle. He's going to be stopped for about a gain of 2 yards. So coming out with a surprise run there from Lampe.
And you know, Jesse, I do want to bring this up real fast. A lot of times it's easy to throw the senior leader back in there. And Isaac James is doing a heck of a job. So it's going to be interesting to see now this new dynamic. How does the defense adjust?
Four wide set for Lampe, three out to his right. He's at the 45-yard line of the Lawrence Central Bears with 9:32 remaining and has a 3-0 lead right as we speak. Perkins still remains in the backfield when we reset to this pistol formation. Lampe putting a man in motion. He's going to hand this one off to Perkins. Has some room off the left tackle, 35-yard line. He stumbles across, but he has the first down. Nice gain of about 10 yards for Chris Perkins, showing off some explosiveness and that agility that we've been raving about all season. So first down and 10. Now starting to get a little deeper in the Bear territory at the 33-yard line left hash. We reset for the first down. 9:30 remaining in the first half. 3-0 is still the score. Four wide set. They come out same formation for John Lampe. Still has yet to throw a pass. Only one pass so far tonight for the Carmel Greyhounds. He's going to pass this time. Loses the football after a big hit right there. Carmel scrambling to jump on top of it. And Austin Roberts is going to come up with the fumble recovery. Taking a big shot right there was John Lampe on that play off of his blind side and loses the football.
Seeing a Carmel Greyhound kind of slow to get up. It looks like he's going to be able to jog off the field. But another scary, scary situation there for the Greyhounds. Almost gave it up again. And they've got to really keep that ball under control. Again, folks, 9:09 remaining in this second quarter. The lead is only 3 points in favor of the Greyhounds. Second in almost 4 miles, 27. And John Lampe comes out, and obviously that gun-style offense, he's looking to throw this one downfield. Changing something at the line here.
Going back in that pistol formation, four wide, they split the difference. Still have Perkins in the backfield. He takes the snap, looks to the screen for Roberts. Roberts looking to try to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to struggle just to do that. And his defense holds right there as Quintas Wright is going to come up with the tackle there for the Lawrence Central Bears.
Good job there by the linebacker, number 34, Darren Kirkland, to really slow the progress there of Austin Roberts. And then, of course, like you said, number 3, Quintas Wright. He's a wide receiver playing defense today. So we're going to see a third and again ages.
Third and 26 from their own 49-yard line. Lampe drops back. It's time to throw deep down the left side. And that one is going to sail over the head, but looks like we are going to have a penalty marker. Let's see who this one is against. That one was in the area of Baldridge, but Baldridge was actually out of bounds at the time. So let's see, a lot of contact in that area. Could go either way with 8:06 remaining in the first half. This is a big call right here. We're going to get pass interference on the defense. Let's see if that one will be enough for the automatic first down. It is a third and 26 situation. We might just be replaying third down. But that one's going to move him up to the spot of the foul. Signaling fourth down right now, trying to move that one back. The officials are saying third down, so it will be a third and 11, so much more manageable situation right now for John Lampe. We saw on a third and 18, him connect on a 75-yard touchdown pass last week to Austin Roberts. This is coming out, same formation. With Perkins in the backfield, takes the snap. That's time to throw this time, looking deep down the right side, way over his head, and that one is not going to be in the area of Roberts, so setting up the fourth and 11.
And we saw Roberts on the right side there, had great coverage, trying to beat his guy. It almost looked like he was doing a quick stop and go, and I think there was some miscommunication. We still see John Lampe looking over in the direction of Roberts, and so not able to hook up there. So they're going to be faced with a very, very long fourth down. Again, folks, last game they were 2-for-3 on fourth down conversions. And John Lampe's going to stay out there, folks.
A lot of confidence in your senior quarterback right now. Four wide set, three to his right. Has some more time to throw. Looking over the middle, and he is not going to come up with that one after taking a big shot. Joey Scott bobbling right out of his hands. Would have been close to the first down marker over the middle. And a turnover on downs for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
And folks, this is a tough one for you at home. For those of you who have been following the Greyhounds, you know that Joey Scott has had a tough season, to say the least. He had two drops in the Trinity game, which really, really, I know, just destroyed his confidence. And, I mean, that's tough to do. And so coming back here, getting another shot, dropping it, got to keep his head up, got to keep going. That defense is now coming out here, got a big, big call to answer.
Redfern is going to come back out in the shotgun formation, too wide. He's going to hand it off to the tailback over towards the right tackle. He's going to be met by Ryan Sondels with another big stop right there, number 47 for the Greyhounds, as Mark Wilson is going absolutely nowhere, possibly a gain of a yard. Setting up about a second and 10 from their own 34 this time. Haven't seen Lawrence Central air it out here in the last couple of plays of theirs. 7:30 remaining in the first half. 3-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. Trying to set up this offense. A lot of moving parts. Going to go shotgun formation too wide, but this time they're going to be out to his right. From the right hash, takes the snap. This time he's going to give it back off to Wilson, racing towards the left sideline. He's going to be brought down there on the chase. Great tackle made there by Jack Conway. We haven't called his name too much tonight, but we have a lot throughout the season. He comes up with a big tackle, saving them from the first down. So third and 5 will be the official spot from their own 40-yard line. A lot of substitutions going in and out right now. It's Conway, who had that big interception. Also had 10 tackles last week and 3 assists, but had that big interception against the Trinity Shamrocks. Really kept them in the game as Redford comes out 4 wide. He takes a snap, looks over the middle on a slant route, finds his man. He gets it. That's Kenny Jones, and he's going to have well enough for a first down right there for about a gain of 15.
Kenny Jones, again, that 6'3", 190-pound receiver, really gives that height advantage to a very small offense here. And a heads-up play there by the quarterback, Tyler Redfern, to see him wide open over the left side in the middle.
Redfern is going to drop back, rolling out to his right under pressure, finds his man once again. And Glenn's going to come up with another reception for about a gain of 3 yards over the middle.
So that's Glenn's third reception of the game. He's starting to make a name for himself. He only had one reception on the season coming into this game, but now chalks up that tally to 4.
And Redfern is showing off the arm strength quite a bit so far tonight. We have not quite used to seeing that so far in the game. Penalty markers fly everywhere on all sides of the field. And that's going to be another false start. That is a third one against the Bears. That's going to back him up 5 yards and make it a second and 12, negating that last pass there and more. So with 5:45 remaining in the first half from their own 48-yard line, still 3-0 Carmel Greyhounds. Lawrence Central is going to come back out in that shotgun formation. 3 wide, 2 out to his left. Redford takes a snap. Has time to throw, looking over towards the right sideline, and Glenn can't come up with that one. Good defense there by Anthony Mazza breaking that pass up.
Mazza, another guy, I know we mentioned it last game, played it for a buff, but I just want to brag on him for a second. He's made such an incredible switch. He played linebacker at Brebeuf as well as Creekside Middle School. And then his high school career, at least the latter half of it, has consisted of him playing on that defensive side of the ball. He plays that rover position, which is kind of like that QB spy, I guess you could say.
They come out 4 wide this time, 3 out to his left, takes the snap, has time to throw, looking over right side, finds Jones once again at the 38-yard line. It's going to be just short of the first down there on 3rd and 12, but definitely a fourth and very manageable situation for your offense.
Again, folks, with 5:14 remaining in this first half at least, good job by the Greyhounds to come out now, and so it looks like Lawrence Central might try its luck at a fourth down here. Again, the Greyhounds got a nice ball spot with Isaac James, was able to move it forward to convert on fourth down. Still 3-0 in favor of the Greyhounds here.
4th and 2 will be the official spot from the Carmel 38-yard line. They come out 3 wide set, 2 out to his right. And we are going to get a timeout here from Lawrence Central. We've seen both teams take timeouts before their fourth down call. We'll be right back.
50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJU broadcast from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Again, with 4:45 remaining in the first half, Carmel still leads 3-0. John, I believe you have some more scores for us.
Another score update here, fresh in from WHJE Cathedral. Final score here, 37, they were able to take down Bishop Chittard with 35, so close game there. Hopefully we're going to see another one. Again, it's still close here. Again, low-scoring ball game from two very highly effective offenses. We're going to take you back to the action now as Lawrence Central has the ball.
It is a 4th-and-2. Redfern keeps this one. He's going to dive across. It's going to be awfully close depending on the spot. Looks just short from where we are sitting. And now signaling, and that one is going to be a first down as the chain game moves forward and the Lawrence Central offense stays on the field, just able to get those last couple inches. So first down and 10 from the 36-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. 4:26 remaining in the first half. They go three wide set. He gives it off to Williamson off the right tackle. He's going to gain about 3 yards.
So interesting turn of events there. On that fourth down, they didn't even bring out the chains to measure. So just went right with it, and kept that Lawrence Central momentum going forward here.
They're going to come out same formation as last time for this 2nd and 7 from the 33-yard line. Clock still ticking away in the first half. Gives it off to Williamson. In trouble in the backfield. Bounces back to the right side. He's going to be wrapped up. A nice tackle there by number 10, Alex Akins, setting up about a 3rd and 6.
So Akins has tacked on his second tackle of the night, doing a good job in that secondary. Something we talked about. Carmel's got a great secondary. They're able to really kind of cover up a lot of the mistakes that maybe that defensive line tends to make every once in a while. So good job to Alex Akins and company.
Coming out three wide set, two out to his right. Looking to pass, looking over the middle. Jones, and that one's going to be picked off by Mitch Davis, number 20 of the Carmel Greyhounds. He's going to be thrown out of bounds. We have a penalty marker at the 50-yard line, and Carmel Greyhounds are going to take over with 3:17 remaining in the first half.
And it looks like we might see a horse collar call here on out of bounds. Don't want to speculate yet, but what a good job by Mitch Davis to come up big for the Greyhounds. That secondary, we just mentioned them, and of course Mitch Davis comes up with a great interception. And in fact, folks, it is going to be that horse collar call on the defense. So that's just going to give, it looks like John Lampe, it looks like it's going to be Isaac James now coming out here commanding the offense for the Greyhounds. Great field position for them.
So 1st and 10, as you mentioned, that great field position, tack on that 15 yards, puts them at the 35-yard line of Lawrence Central with 3:17 remaining in the first half. Again, Carmel still remaining with that 3-0 lead. Single back formation, one wide. They're going to give that one. It looks like James is actually going to keep it, still moving out to the left side. He does such a good job hiding that read option, fooling everyone, including us up here on the booth. Going to be close to a first down. They're going to move those chains again. So the clock stops with 3:10 remaining. They set the ball. James stays out on the field. He's coming back out with that single back, two tight end formation, with those two tight ends being the running back, Chris Perkins, and a wide receiver, Austin Roberts. They put Perkins in motion. And this time they're going to give it off to Pascal up the middle, and he's going to have a minimal gain, possibly getting just back to the line of scrimmage.
So again, folks, stay tuned at halftime. We're going to have two reports, actually. One of John Lampe. It's a player profile we're doing, and then we're introducing the very first column of the coach, in which we introduce a story of one of our very own Carmel coaches.
We're going to put Perkins in motion. He stands in the backfield as James is going to take a look over towards the sideline for additional signaling. 2:25, clock still counting away. He has 5 seconds remaining on the play clock. He's going to have to take the snap here soon. They put Roberts in motion this time. And a huge pileup at the line of scrimmage. Just gets the ball off to Pascal. Still trying to fight for those extra yardage, but he's going to lose a yard, sitting up about a 3rd and 10.
It looked like maybe some confusion on the line there. Had some trouble with the handoff. Isaac James, again, now he's talking to Pascal. Going back and forth, figuring that out there. So they've done a good job on the ground thus far. Not many mishaps, at least. We've seen another guy to keep your eye on is Nate Thompson at center. He's had some struggles with the snap, but he's done a much better job tonight keeping himself composed.
So third and 10, and we are going to have a whistle right now. No penalty marker, so we're going to get a timeout, the second one charged to the Carmel Greyhounds. They will have one remaining, but with a minute 38 remaining in the first half, you don't want to miss the end of this exciting game.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this WHJE broadcast from Lucas Oil Stadium. The Carmel Greyhounds will come back for a third and 10 when we reset after this timeout. They are leading 3-0 there on the 24-yard line of the Lawrence Central Bears. But, John, I believe you have another score update for us. And it appears that North Central has won against Lawrence North, MIC conference game 29-0. Keep you updated on all the MIC games throughout the evening. It looks like the Carmel Greyhounds are going to come out in a pistol formation. Four wide, three out to his right. They put a man in motion. He's in the backfield now as James is going to keep this one. Pitches that one over to Roberts. Has some room off the left side. He's going to be pushed out of bounds close to the 16-yard line. He's about 2 yards shy of the first down. But we've seen that twice tonight where Roberts is actually taking carries out of the backfield. So it will be about a fourth and two, fourth and a long one situation. It looks like that offense wants to stay out there, and they will with a minute 32 remaining in the first half. At the 15-yard line, Isaac James will remain at quarterback. They're going to come back in that single-back formation that they've been running throughout the night. They put Perkins in motion. Two wide set. Let's see if they're going to have to use that timeout here. James looks back. He is going to not get the snap off in time. It looks like we're going to get a timeout from Lawrence Central. Actually, the play clock was running down, so they want to talk it over with their defense.
So I kind of want to slow it down here, take a little bit of a break from some of the action. We're starting to almost see the play in itself slow down a little bit. We're getting close to halftime, a minute 32 remaining. It's going to be important for the Greyhounds here. They want to get 7 points on the board. A field goal is great, don't get me wrong, but they're going for that end zone. And Jesse, in this position here, you've got a guy like Isaac James, who's not necessarily a thrower, although he does have an arm. He's commanding your offense now. You've got guys like Shakir Paschal in the backfield, and we've seen him a lot more than we have seen Chris Perkins as well, but you also have Chris Perkins as another resource. And then we're seeing a lot of these big-time receivers that we're used to seeing playing out wide. They've moved them in almost that tight end position. A big name, Austin Roberts. We see him do a lot of work on that sideline. I kind of almost am not questioned, but am interested to see how that will play out in the passing game, I guess, because they haven't brought Lampe in a lot this game so far.
Let's see if they try to go with that read option. It's been very efficient, especially on this drive. I'd like to see maybe a possible pitch to Perkins on one of the options, but nonetheless, fourth and one from the 15-yard line of Lawrence Central. They're going to hand that one up the middle to Paschal, still moving those legs. Ball may have come loose, but it's going to be close depending on the spot. They stopped the clock with a minute 26 for measurement. Neither team really making any move right now. As the ball is placed down, he had to get across the 14, and that's going to be another turnover in on downs deep in Lawrence Central territory for the Carmel Greyhound offense.
So if I'm Lawrence Central right here, I've got a minute 26 to work, and that's almost the entire length of the field. We've got a timeout now here.
Timeout in the action as the offense gets ready to go back out onto the field.
And so they've now got some time to kind of work some things out. Again, going back to Lawrence Central, actually they're going to measure here the spot of the ball. Lawrence Central looked like they had possession. It looks like what we're going to get from this measurement is it is going to be Lawrence Central ball. Okay, so folks, aside from the confusion, now Lawrence Central's got the ball for sure. They've got a minute 26 to work. They've got a very fantastic quarterback in Tyler Redfern who's come out throwing hot. He's done a fantastic job. Got some great receivers, Will King and Kenny Jones, who've had some great catches already this game. And he's got Mark Wilson, that senior running back, in the backfield. They do not have any timeouts, so they're going to be working hard for that sideline.
And also with the high school rules, much like the college rules that we see, every time you get the first down, the clock stops until the ball is set, so that helps the offense so you don't have to hurry quite as much. They're going to go full house formation this time, give that one up the middle to the tailback. That is Wilson. He's going to be stopped for about a gain of three, so coming out conservative on the first play. So that clock is going to continue to tick away, second and seven coming up.
And bear in mind, see, Mark Wilson has the potential to open up the game with a single run here. He had 219 yards and 32 carries this season. They're misleading. But when it comes to his impact, you better watch out.
Coming out with that same formation, split backs this time. They're going to Redfield's going to keep that one. Redfern is going to be brought down for about a gain of one. So it's going to set up about a third and six again, remaining awfully conservative. That clock will continue to tick, 42 seconds and counting. Looks like they are content right now with Carmel going into the half with a 3-0 lead. Redfern is going to come back out, directing that offense. The full house formation. They have three wide, two out to his right. Clock still ticking away. It looks like they're going to hand that one off to Wilson. He's going to be brought down there by Wade Murdoch, number 58, coming up with a big stop. And it looks like that is going to take us to the end of the first half, unless Carmel elects to take that last timeout, and they do with 14 seconds remaining. So on fourth down right now, they have a chance to come up with a punt return.
So big, I like the decision actually by the Greyhounds. A very smart decision now. Calling that timeout, fourth and five, 14 seconds remaining. And if there's anybody who can have a big impact when it comes to the ball game, that definitely is Austin Roberts. We saw him with a 95-yard kickoff return against Trinity. So if anybody can do it, it's definitely the Greyhounds. It's definitely Austin Roberts. Again, with 14 seconds remaining, Roberts might even be able to get out of bounds quickly and maybe get one final heave-ho towards the end zone. You've got Lampy, he's got an arm. It'd be risky, but why not take a shot while you can? Again, this punt is going to come from Lawrence Central's own. Looks like by the time the punter gets it here, he's going to be about at the 4-yard line. And so a deep punt here.
This one is up and away, almost blocked there by special teams. That one is going to bounce around. It's going to be down near midfield. So Carmel is going to have one more shot here with 3 seconds remaining on the clock. Let's see what they decide to do here. Probably more of a passing situation. So we might see Lampy jog out, but Lampy's still heading towards the sideline right now. He's heading towards the locker room along with the rest of both teams. Kind of starting to make their way over there. It looks like Carmel's going to come out in a kneeling formation, not going to take a chance on this one, as Isaac James is under center. 3 seconds remaining in the half. And James will take the knee, and that is the end of the first half here from Lucas Oil Stadium. But the Carmel Greyhounds, in a defensive battle, come out with a 3-0 lead.
So I like the play of both teams already. Again, another low-scoring game. And again, we got to go back to Lawrence Central's play against Trinity. Came up with a huge win. No one saw that coming at all, really. Again, Lawrence Central, ranked number one in the mid-conference, but Trinity was coming off of a number two in the nation, a number seven in the nation, coming up big. And so a big shocker from Lawrence Central. Again, a low-scoring game. It's almost deja vu here. Carmel is going to go into halftime with a 3-0 lead. It's a shame they weren't able to put some points on the board. We're going to send it back to the station here for a quick booster break. When we come back from the booster break, you will hear the calm of the coach and John Lampy's player profile. Thank you for listening to The Edge.